Psalm 24, 10 verses here that I'm going to read. Psalm 24 is a psalm that tells us who the King of Glory is, who He is. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For He hath founded it upon the seas, established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in His holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek Him, that seek Thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. The King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. The King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Selah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some wonderful descriptions here in this psalm as to who He is. I want to give most of my emphasis today to verse 8. Who is the King of Glory? He is the Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Praise God. The Lord that is mighty in battle. Actually, this psalm describes a lot of wonderful attributes of the Lord. Wonderful things about Him that are encouraging to us. First of all, He's the owner of everything. He's the sovereign one, it says, over all of the earth. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. He's in control of the earth and everything that's going on in the world. I mean, some might think Vladimir Putin's in charge, or that Donald Trump is in charge, or that, what's that guy over there in Korea? Kim Sung something. One of those Sung Sungs or whatever they are. But they're not in charge. They're not in charge. God is the sovereign one. He and the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all the people that dwell therein, all the inhabitants of the earth are under His mighty hand. All the 7 billion people that inhabit this earth, they're under the mighty hand of God. Amen. And then it also says that He is the Lord who is the Savior, who provides access to the kingdom. When you read in these next verses, who shall ascend into the hill of God? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Verse 5, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. He is the Lord who is the sovereign one. He is the Lord that is the Savior of everyone. Everyone, whosoever will believe upon the name of the Lord. Doesn't matter who you are, where you came from, what your past is. Really doesn't make any difference. He's the Savior and the Lord. Praise God. And then it describes Him as the victor. When it talks about lift up ye heads, lift up your heads, O ye gates, be lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. It's talking about the procession of the armies that return back to Jerusalem, being led by the Ark of God, and they're coming back victorious in battle. And the gates all swing wide open for them, and the doors are lifted up for them so that the King of Glory can come in, because He's the victor. He's the one that wins the battles for us. Praise God. Amen. And then it says, who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. The Lord that is mighty in battle. Now, how does that apply to us? It applies to all of us because we all have battles. And I know I've burned up your phones this week with prayer requests. And there's just been a lot to pray about. There have been a lot of needs, a lot of circumstances, a lot of people in battles, a lot of struggles, a lot of conflict, a lot of trouble, a lot of problems. And so we are repeatedly called to prayer, calling upon the Lord. We all experience it. No one is an exception. We all have battles. Some of our battles are spiritual in nature. The enemy is our adversary who is continually attacking the people of God from one direction or another. There are all kinds of things that the enemy raises up in our life or attempts to raise up in our life to try to stop us or hinder us or to discourage us in our pursuit of spiritual things. That's just who the devil is. He's just being the devil. That's what he does. That's who he is. You can expect that that's the way it's going to be. You are going to have battles with the devil because he's your enemy. He's your adversary. We all have the enemy attacks us with lies and intimidation and all kinds of things. We have physical attacks against us with weakness and sickness and diseases and all kinds of things that we face with physical attacks against us in struggle. And I may be speaking directly to some of you here today. I probably am, because you probably are dealing with some sort of a battle today. It may be discouragement. It may be depression. It may be fear. It might be worry. You might be under an attack because of the lies of the enemy who comes against you and says, you're not saved, or you're not living right. You're not doing what God wants you to do. It may be an attack against your family, against your home, maybe against your marriage, against your children or your grandchildren. All of us as believers, every one of us, we have battles, and we need God and the God who is not weak, but the God who is described here in Psalm 24 as the God who is mighty and is strong in battle, and he will come to our rescue and he will help us. You'll see this illustrated in a lot of places in the scripture. In the book of Exodus, chapter 14 is the account of the children of Israel getting ready to move out, marching out of the bondage of Egypt, marching toward the promised land. You know the story. They didn't get very far, but what they were already into problems and already into a very difficult situation. The Bible says that the Lord spoke to Moses and told him the exact direction to take. He told him where to camp in verse 2, gave him the places that he wanted him to be. And really, when you read that second verse, it's a straight. There's a mountain range on one side, a mountain range on the other side, and then a valley, and then the Red Sea. That's where God told them to go. And militarily, the strategy would be, that would be the kind of a place where you could get trapped. And that's exactly what Pharaoh saw. When he saw it, he said, they're going to get entangled. That's the terminology of the scripture here. Pharaoh said, they're going to get entangled in this trap, in this strait. And then I'm going to be able to attack them and bring them back into bondage. But remember this, God had spoken to Moses and told him where to go, told him where to camp. Do you understand that God is sovereign and God positions us? God puts us where we are. You say, you mean in my problem? He puts me into my struggle. He puts me into some of these other things that I've mentioned that you might be going through today. Sometimes God is working sovereignly
in your life for several reasons. And he fixes our position where he wants us to be. And if we're walking in obedience to the Lord, then he'll position you where he wants you to be. And it may naturally seem like a mistake. It may naturally seem like this is not good. I'm into this situation that I'm in. But God allows us to get into a strait, into a trying situation sometimes. He allows you to get backed into a corner and to get into a circumstance. Why does he do that? Well, sometimes it's because he wants you to recognize that you need him to get you on your knees, to get you to cry out to God. That's exactly what the children of Israel did. The Bible says that they saw what was happening to them and that the armies of Pharaoh were coming after them. And so they cried out for help. They cried out to the Lord for help. And sometimes God positions us and we find ourselves in a troubling or a trying situation. And we wonder, Lord, why am I here? But allow it to be something that motivates you to cry out to God, to turn to the Lord with your whole heart. It allows us to get desperate before the Lord. He sometimes lets us get into these kind of straits and so that we can see the mighty power of God revealed in our behalf. How many times have you witnessed it? That it got bad and it got dark and very, very difficult. Then it gets impossible. And then God breaks through and reveals his mighty power in your behalf. Many times God allows you to get into a strait like this because he wants to reveal his mighty power so that when we cannot do anything about it, God steps in. God steps in and begins to reveal his power in your behalf. Praise God. You know, the Bible says that Pharaoh saw the children of Israel and he said, you know, let's go out. I'm paraphrasing. You can read the chapter for yourself. But Pharaoh just says, I don't know why we ever let them go. Let's go back after them. Let's bring them back. Why did we let them go? Do you know that the devil does not give up easily? He very reluctantly gives up. You may feel like you've won the battle and then find yourself still in the middle of a struggle. Still in the middle of a struggle. But remember this, that God is the omniscient one. He knows all. He's the omnipotent one. He's the all-powerful one. And he is the one who knows all. Pharaoh didn't know the whole story. It looked like a trap. It looked like the children of Israel were going to be entangled in the strait where they were at. But Satan doesn't know the whole story. He doesn't know. If you're doing the will of God, if you're doing what God has asked you to do and called you to do, then you are in a safe place. And you can rest patiently in confidence knowing that God is going to help you. Amen. Isaiah 54 and verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Nothing that the enemy attempts to do against you is going to be able to prosper. Amen. This is an opportunity for God to be glorified. Hallelujah. And that's exactly what happened. Exodus 14 and verse 13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. Actually, this was an opportunity for God to completely annihilate their enemy. You know, there are problems that you have. And then if you don't get complete victory over it, then you're going to be dealing with it 3 months down the road or 6 months from now or a year from now. It's going to be this nagging problem that just keeps coming against you. And the enemy is always lying to you and working to deceive you and to discourage you. But this was an opportunity that God had set up so that their enemy could be destroyed forever. The Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. Glory to God. This is a problem that's going to be solved forever. And God was going to show himself mighty and powerful for the people of God. Amen. Fast forward to Joshua entering into the promised land. He's the successor to Moses. And Moses had given him, he said, I commanded Joshua at that time, saying, thine eyes have seen all. This is Deuteronomy chapter 3 and verse 21. And all, thine eyes have seen all that the Lord your God hath done unto these two kings. So shall the Lord do unto all the kingdoms whither thou passest. You shall not fear them, for the Lord your God, he shall fight for you. Amen. Now, Psalm 24 describes our Lord as the sovereign God, as the Savior, as the great victor. And he also describes him as the Lord God mighty in battle. Hallelujah. The God who will fight your battles for you. The God that will step in for the children of God, just as he did for Moses, just as he did for Joshua. So will he work in your behalf here today. Whatever you might be struggling with, whatever the worry, whatever the problem, whatever the need is today, we serve a God that is willing to get involved in your struggles and your battles and to fight them for you. In most of these accounts, the word of the Lord tells them, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord. Just let God fight the battle for you. Quit trying so hard to resolve it in your own power and your own strength. Put it in the hands of the Lord, whatever that it might be, and believe that God is going to intervene. Hallelujah. There's many Old Testament words that describe this God that is our Almighty God. The Old Testament word in the Hebrew is El Shaddai, the Almighty God. It's almost 50 times in the Old Testament. And the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies, is also, it's a military term, 250 times. Both of these describe our God, who is our Almighty God, who is mighty in battle, who is captain of the host of the armies of God, who will involve himself in your struggles. Whatever you're dealing with here today, whatever your problem, whatever you're overwhelmed with, whatever the circumstance might be, whether it be physical needs or financial needs or family situations, God knows about your need. Commit it to the Lord in prayer. Commit it to the Lord and believe that God, who is mighty in battle, will fight your battle for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jeremiah 20 and verse 11. But the Lord who is with me as a mighty, terrible one. It's the Hebrew word that describes God as a terrible warrior. Wow. We don't really visualize him that way that much. But it's a wonderful thing to think of our God who is willing to step up and to fight our battles for us. And to help us in our struggles. Zephaniah 3 and 17. We used to sing this verse as a chorus, at least back in Bible school days. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Glory to God. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. It's the same word, Gibor, the Hebrew word, which means a mighty warrior who will fight your battles for you. Glory be to God. Put it in the hands of the Lord. Isaiah 53, the same word, verse 1, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed. Now this describes our God and his great strength in battle. When a warrior would go into battle, he would take his outer cloak off so that he would be free to fight the battle. And his arm then would be revealed. And that's exactly what it's describing. That God is the God who is willing to go into battle for you. And the arm of the Lord is revealed. That's who he is. The God that will fight your battles for you. The arm is a symbol of strength. And it's because God is willing to bear his arm in your behalf that we can see our enemies defeated. And we can walk in victory. We can break the chains of the enemy and of the wicked through the power of our God who fights our battles for us. Hallelujah. Psalm 10 and 15. I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. This is God describing what he did to Pharaoh. I broke his arm. I defeated him. His strength and his ability in battle was defeated because I went against him and I defeated him. And it's a wonderful story as they go out into that dry sea bed, and all the children of Israel have crossed on dry land, and they go out into the middle of that, and suddenly that sea closes in on every one of them, and they all are drowned and they're all destroyed. It doesn't matter how many chariots or how many great fighting men that they had. God knows how to arrange a victory for you, and it may not seem like a victory, but God is arranging things. God is working in the circumstances. You may not see the hand of the Lord, but God is at work, and he wants to reveal his arm, his strength, his mighty power in your behalf. Glory be to God. Then I got to looking at all the places in the scripture where it talks about the hand of the Lord. Amen. His arm and the hand of the Lord. Oh, the wonderful ways that God defeats our enemy by his hand, by his mighty hand. One verse is Daniel 9 and 15. And now, O Lord God, thou hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand. Glory to God. He revealed his arm, and with his mighty hand, he defeated the enemy. Glory to God. So those of you that are up against it, those of you that are fighting some battles, and you don't know what to do, you don't know where to turn, I want you to know that God is in the big middle of your circumstance. God is arranging your circumstance. And you may feel like that you are backed into a situation and you do not know what to do. But you're a child of God. You belong to the Lord. God has arranged the situation because he wants to show his mighty power. He wants to reveal his arm. He wants to show his hand of victory and might and power. Glory to God. Then I remember those verses also about the fingers of God. Amen. Glory to God. Luke chapter 11 and verse 20. But if I with the finger of God cast out devils. Wow. It's describing that the demon forces could do nothing against God's mighty power, but just with his fingers, he was able to destroy the works of these demon forces. Just with his fingers. You think of your fingers as being somewhat weak, but not with the Lord. He can bear his arm. He can show his hand of strength. Even with his fingers, he can destroy every demon power. Every demon force can be defeated by the finger of God. Hallelujah. Psalm 8 and 3. When I consider thy heavens and the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. Look at the heavens. Look at all of creation. Look at the moon and the stars and all of the things that you see in the universe. And it's all the work of his fingers. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All these verses are describing to us this great and mighty God that we serve, who is great and he is mighty in battle, with God working in our behalf, fighting in our behalf. We are not going to lose. We are going to be victorious through the power of the Spirit of God. And I want to encourage you today, put your trust in the Lord. Lift your head up. Don't be downcast. Don't be defeated. Don't think that there's no way out and no solution to the problem that you're in right now. God is arranging things. He is going to get the glory for this. He is going to move in this situation that you're in. And when he does, it's going to show his mighty hand. It's going to reveal his mighty power. And you're going to be amazed, just like we were amazed this week when we got the report about Dennis Kirby. Yeah, I just was thought, I've been, for a couple of days, I was kind of like, did I really get that message? Did that really happen? Is there really no cancer? Is it all gone? And we've prayed and we've prayed and we've prayed. Have you really done it, Lord? That's kind of how we do. We doubt the great miracles of God and the wonderful things that God can do. Now, if he can do that, if he can destroy the cancer in Dennis Kirby, you can be sure that he can save his soul. He can turn things around. He can do a work in his life. And he already is doing it. I'm sure, I'm confident that he's already working in that situation. And we just give him the glory and the praise today. Hallelujah. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Hallelujah. That's who he is. Glory to God. You don't have to be cowed down and defeated and hopeless. Put your trust in the Lord today. And let's believe God to give us victories. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. Would you stand with me? Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever you might be struggling with today, you may be overwhelmed with problems, maybe in your family, maybe related to your home, to your children, to your health, to your job, whatever. Whatever it is, he cares about it. You're his child. He cares about you. He cares. And this wonderful scripture, Psalm 24, reveals the character of our God. And one aspect of his character is who he is. Who is this King of glory? He is the Lord, strong and mighty in battle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's going to fight your battles. He's going to fight my battles. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I really don't have to know. I don't even need to know what it is that you're in the middle of right now, but you're in the middle of some circumstance, need. You may feel like you're in a strait. You're caught in a situation and you don't know what to do. You have no answers, no way out, no, doesn't seem to be any obvious way. I want to encourage you this morning to put your trust in the Lord, to believe the report of the Lord, believe the word of God, and believe that God is setting this up for you because you're his child. Amen. And that God is going to use all of these circumstances of your life, and he's going to get glory out of it. And his mighty hand is going to be revealed. Glory to God. He's going to show himself strong in your behalf. Hallelujah. Would you be willing to commit your trouble, your problem, your need to the Lord today? And I want to invite you, anyone in this service, you feel your need of help from God. Whatever that might be, you'll step out in faith and you'll stand here at the front of this sanctuary here today, committing your need to the Lord and believing with us that God is going to fight our battles. Amen. You're going to come here and you're going to stand in confidence and believe that God is moving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you do that right now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever it is you're struggling with, whatever it might be, physical needs, your health, finances. Glory to God. Whatever you're concerned about, God is able. God is able. That's who he is. He is the Lord God Almighty. The Lord God mighty in battle. And he'll fight your battles for you. Praise God. Praise God. Will you commit it to the Lord today? Would you give it to him today? Hallelujah. Let's believe God. Praise the Lord. Commit all these things to the Lord. Let's believe God. Hallelujah. Are there others? Anyone else? Anybody here today, you don't know the Lord. You need the Lord in your life. Go ahead, step out. Come on to this altar. We want to pray with you, for you, and believe God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen.